Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
I'll take it to you. I'll take it to you.
Then I go to my brother. And I say, brother, help me please.
What am I trying
to do? But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I could last for long.
For 3 months.
Oh,
hey, good evening.
Cool.
Good
this
evening,
is a great
everybody.
Organization. I hit Hall of Fame last year, so that was my first year.
Okay.
Awesome, dude.
All right, thank you. Thank you.
Oh, sorry about that. Hello, guys. Nathaniel Evans, engineer for the show. We're introducing today Eugene Bias, dealing with creating a financial foundation. We're also talking about hiring also up-and-coming agents for the company. And we're looking forward to actually sharing our financial information tonight and making sure that individuals understand that they are in control of their future direction, you know, financially, that they can make very sound decisions in this year and any up-and-coming year that we're moving forward. So this show is actually showing us different ways to increase our families, our lives, and actually having more control of our financial foundations that we actually work for and toll for year in and year out. And we should be able to benefit from those things, not only when we pass away or a loved one pass away, but also when we're alive, when we have unexpected accidents or unexpected illnesses. So this also shows us that there are great opportunities in life insurance or financial things that we connect ourselves to that will benefit us. So today, we're actually going to welcome Eugene Bias to the platform, and hopefully this show will be a great benefit for all those that attend.
Thank you very much.
Up and running.
For those who are new to the show, I'm getting feedback. For those who are new to the show.
Your TV. Your TV. Got it. Eugene, you there?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? Yes, we can hear you now. We can hear you now.
Okay. I'm a financial advisor, and we've been talking about money and how money works for the past 3 weeks. Tonight we want to get a little more in depth in our talk and to let the listening audience know that I'm available on 855-411-0424. That's 1-855-411-0424. You can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. And it's Gene Byatt. Or you can follow the company on EHB Services, LLC. We have been covering the top 11 topics in the past 3 weeks as to how money works and how we can save and better help ourselves in this economy and going forward. Now, the 11 topics that we covered the last time we were here was building an emergency fund. How do we acquire that? Investing in for retirement. How many of us have a retirement plan? Create a debt payoff strategy. How do we pay off our debt? Okay, what is our strategy to pay off our debt? Improving your credit history. Very important. Most of you, if not all of you, know that in order to buy a house, buy a car, get a credit card, it's all credit-based. And being credit-based as it is, we have to have a certain credit score. And with that credit score, it allows us to be able to be bankable, where someone will, a company or companies will be able to give us money, loans, without us having to have a guarantor, because they understand our payment history, they understand the way we pay, okay? When you have an account established for more than 3 years, it is a significant milestone in your credit, on your credit. And these are the things that people need to be sensitive to. We went through the whole gamut last weekend and last Tuesday, and I'm going deeper into it this week. Track your spending and net worth. Very important to track your spending and net worth because you need to know how you're spending money and what you're worth, okay? Some of us are impulsive spenders, and we don't look at what we're spending on. So we'll dig our claws bigger into that this week. Continue your financial literacy, okay? Things change all the time. There's other markets, other industries that's out there that's on and making a difference in our environment, in our circle, in our life, stuff like Bitcoin and others, cryptocurrency. But they sound good. They look good. I mean, they're really, really good. I will not say that they're not. I'm not going to knock it for more reasons than one. But what I'll share with you tonight is volatility in the market. And that's what a lot of people don't understand, the volatility in the market and their investment. So I would like to touch on that topic in grave depth tonight. Or also our financial decision that we have to figure out what further education we want to pursue. Do we want to pursue further education? Are we pursuing further education and how it would help us? Where would we get if we were to pursue further education? What more could we get done financially if we pursue further education and do more for ourselves? And I want us to get very hands-on onto that. Evenly so, I would like to talk about planning to get married or not get married. Do we think about that? Do we make that part of our process in terms of saving and put it away for our future and our career, our life, our wealth? Will you own a home? Okay. Are you currently renting? Do you want to buy a house? Okay. Do you have the down payment? I mean, there's a number of programs out there. How many of us qualify for those programs? Are the houses that we're looking to buy in the qualified area? For instance, I've been a mortgage broker for over 10 years, and I can shed some light on that. Whereas some government programs like FHA, where you people hear that you put 3.5% down and you can buy a house, is that actually factual? It's not just putting 3.5% down. You know, we have to come with closing costs and the things that are acceptable and non-acceptable with buying an FHA property. It's a federally insured loan, and the federal government, Uncle Sam, do have these guidelines. So these are the kind of stuff we're going to get into. Yeah. If we're going to have a child or multiple children, what are we expecting out of our life? Do we want to have one child or do we want to have multiple children? When we decide what we're going to do in our life, we want to make sure that we have adequate money, goals, and objectives set out. And last Tuesday, I give you guys a very good, and I got a lot of good feedback on it, on a scenario where a child was called to was scouted to go on TV, and the parents used money from her insurance, pull it out of her insurance. And, you know, it was one of their plans. They had the insurance since the child was born. So the insurance did some accumulation. There was some accumulation in the policy where they were able to get money out to pay that tuition for the child to be able to go on the big screens, Hollywood, Disney, to name a few, even Broadway, New York. And then, where do you want to retire? How do you want to retire? Very important. Where do you want to retire? Do you want to retire in America? Where in America do you want to retire? Do you want to go into a senior citizen's property, or you want to retire in Florida Lane on the beach in a condo? What provisions have you made for that in order to move forward with your retirement plans? So, there's a number of things that we're going to get into. Those are your 11 topics, yeah? And then we will look also tonight at what is the best way to make financial decisions, okay? A lot of people make financial decisions based on emotions. I wouldn't stereotype. Most people know themselves. Other people make a financial decision based on experience and exposure. And that's something that we will also dive into tonight. So at this time, I will say to everyone that's on board, welcome. I love to have you on board. I appreciate you joining us for these talks. And I'm very happy to educate people as a whole, as to how they can gain financial stability without making drastic changes. It's basically, as someone would say, their basic common sense stuff that we're not exposed to every day, or we're not told about it every day, so we don't know about it every day. And I'm here to enlighten you and give you first-hand experience that this can happen, this will happen, and you'll be able to make a big difference in your life and providing a financial future for your loved ones when you expire. Also, it also make a provision for you should you become disabled. If you become disabled, you know, gone are the days when life insurance only paid when you die. You know, some people say, well, you could put me in a lab or leave me. I'm not the one that's going to be smelling and just throw me in a box. Gone are the days when life insurance only paid when you die. Life insurance now pays even when you're alive. You can get 80, some plans go up to 90% of the face value of your policy. And those are money that you get access to once a medical profession writes you off as disabled after 3 months of having an injury or having any of the big ones, you like heart attack, strokes, cancer, critical illnesses, you know, the organ transplant. And for those of you who know that we're getting older and things are changing in our society, from the food we eat and the environment as a whole, stroke, heart attack, and cancer have become a norm, a common factor for the younger people having an organ transplant or blindness from diabetes. Those are all critical illnesses that are covered by these policies that we're going to talk about tonight. So stay tuned, and as we work through this, get your pens and pads, pencils out, and let's do this all together. So the first thing we're going to talk about tonight is building an emergency fund. If you are in the unique situation whereas you don't have 3 to 6 months income put away somewhere, preparing for a change in your life, call me. You need to call me, because we would need to put a whole plan together as to how we will deal with that. There are different type of policies that you can have that can give you the ability, if you're like some of my friends that's possibly on the call and family, you don't think you could make the savings, you could put away the money for yourself and keep it. I would tell you, put it into a compulsory savings plan, whereas every month the insurance company debits it from your account. And when it debits it from your account, that money is available to you on intervals as the money builds up. So you look at a 5-year, 10-year, 15-year, 20-year plan. You know how young you're going to be at that time, and then you can decide where you want to retire. Do you want to retire in the Caribbean? How are you going to retire in the Caribbean? Did you buy the house in the Caribbean? Do you have the land? Do you know which Caribbean country you want to retire in? Do you want to go to Europe? How will you get in there? You know, you need money after you retire. Where is that money coming from? You know, it's been rumored that Social Security is not going to be around much longer. How are we going to address those issues for ourselves? Okay? So that's a very important issue that we need to consider, and if you don't have that money available, you need to give me a call so we can work a plan out with whatever your income is and put a plan in place so that you can have that emergency fund. Then there's a chronic illness element of the policy that, you know, if you are not able to perform two or more of these things, should you become disabled, should you get injured. One of them is you can't bathe yourself, you have become incontinent, you can't dress yourself, you can't eat by yourself, you having to be assisted to use the toilet or or you have to use a transfer board or something to transfer you because you've become disabled. That's a chronic illness, whereas the insurance companies are paying out up to $1.5 million. My friends and listeners, I don't know why everyone don't have that, okay? And all these policies come with a living benefit. Living benefits are very important. So we need to look and examine those types of policies to make sure that you have what it takes to help you in the long run, where you can be able to provide for your family, provide for yourself, and, you know, you go out with that dignity and pride like you had when you were working, when you were employed, okay? Creating a debt payoff strategy. Everyone has debt. You have car, you have house, you have credit cards, you have student loans, you have a number of different elements, whereas you can pay them off, okay? What is your plan? What is your strategy to pay them off? How do you improve your credit with these delinquent accounts or these long-standing accounts? One of the things in mortgages is that they look at your debt-to-income ratio in order to provide you with a mortgage. When your income has to be at least your, after expenses, you have to have at least 4 to 5% disposable income for the mortgage company to consider you for a mortgage in these days and age. And then you have to have your debt-to-income ratio cannot go over 55, okay? They take rent into consideration. They take commuting into consideration. Those things are basic living, so you can earn your income that the mortgage company take into consideration, okay? How are we going to pay them off? How are we going to be able to look at this and say, yes, I need to pay this off? I need to get myself financially ready so I'm bankable. So when someone runs my credit, I have the necessary scores, which is a prerequisite for financial transactions. Okay? The next thing is terminal illness. No one thinks about being terminally ill. Okay, that's another aspect of the policies that you can have, okay? And that pays out also up to $1.5 million, depending on the policy you have, okay? So you don't have to wait until you die. You don't have to wait until your son or daughter or nieces or nephew or godchildren, whoever you leave as your beneficiary. You don't have to wait until something happens for them to access the money and, you know, the things that concerns us. All you do is make sure that you make proper appointments. And we'll talk about that in another lessons. How do you make proper appointments for your assets? Who makes medical decisions for you? Who makes financial decisions for you? Who makes the emotional decisions for you should you become incapacitated? That's a topic for a different day. So the next thing is improving your credit score. I mean, I can't stress this enough of for us to look at our credit, start buying cash, start paying more than the minimum payment on our credit card or our loans, pardon me, our mortgages. I mean, I look at my mortgage and I have a plan where I'm paying off for my house within a fraction of the time that I took the mortgage loan for. Yet not because you take a 30-year loan mean you have to wait 30 years to buy the to pay off for the property to be a homeowner. Many of us, we have dependent children. Did we think about getting mortgage protection insurance? An insurance to cover us, should there be a loss, we're able to pay off for the mortgage and leave that house mortgage-free for our loved one. That's called mortgage protection insurance, okay? And it does come with a living benefit. It does come with a critical illness. It does come with chronic illness. So there's a number of things that we can do and look at with these plans that can give you and your family the peace of mind that they're looking for and they would sort when you die or expire. I like expire. A lot of people like to say when you're dying. You know, did you make that special arrangement? Whether you want to be cremated or you want to go into a lab and be studied, where do you have that written down? You know, again, that's a different topic for a different time. But a part of contacting me is we will plan that. We will have a will. We will have a power of attorney, you know. We will put these things in place so when that time comes, when that day comes, your loved ones won't be scrambling. I think, I thought, it shoulda, I coulda. They have it all written down, what your final wishes are. So it's very important that we get these things together. Tracking your spending. A lot of us, you know, we just shop. We see things, we buy it. But is it a need or is it a want? Do we need it or do we want it? We have to look at how we spend money versus how we invest money. In 2 weeks ago, we spoke about spending power versus savings power, and I would like to share that with everyone tonight. You know, let's talk about our savings. Okay, where is it saving? How much interest we're getting on it? You know, we had a crash in 2008. It took the market 6 to 8 years to recover. Where are we in terms of personal thoughts on investing in the stock market? Are we investing in a fixed account or are we investing in a variable account? Okay? We have to look at that. What are we worth? Okay? A lot of us went to colleges and university, and we come out and we take a job. And I hate to use this word, but it's a fact. We take a what would typically be called a dead-end job. When we take this dead-end job, we don't look at growth. We're happy. We get comfortable. We become complacent. This is the job for me. This is the company for me. This is where I want to be. Is that company compensating you for your hard work, dedication, and studies? You know, we have to look at stuff like that. We have to look at how many raises you got in the company versus what the market, what's the fair market value for your skills. have out there. There's always a better employer. There's always a more competitive salary out there. I mean, it may take a little bit of more commuting, or there might be some right under your nose, but because you're not looking, you don't know. So you don't have the ability to make those decisions and make the necessary adjustment. Continuing your financial literacy. My friend, the way we did mortgages 10, 15 years ago is not the way we do it now. Completely different. Okay? Completely different. 10, 15 years ago, you could have had a 500 score and got into a government program. Now they need 585 or 580, something like somewhere around there. Don't quote me. But it's somewhere in the 580 range to get these mortgages. And then when you get the mortgages, you know, look at interest rate today. Interest rate is going up again. Where is it the time to buy? Are you really in need of a house that you need to buy now? Where are you? What are your thoughts? What kind of research have you done in the market? Okay, is it a buyer's market? Is it a seller's market? Where do you want to live? What state do you want to live in? Is that your retirement home? What's your age? I mean, banks are lending 70-year-old to buy a first home, okay? But then there's also a PMI that comes with it. So we have to look at that. Are we saving towards it so we can have more money to put down where we could eliminate $200 to $500 a month payment based on PMI? So these are the things that we need to think about. We need to research. We need to look at. We need to consult with a professional and find out where the market is, where we are, and make an informed decision as to where we want to be. Okay? Where did you stop with your education? Did you get an associate's degree? Did you stop shy of your bachelor's degree? Do you need a bachelor's degree? Would you want to get a master's degree or a doctorate, a PhD? You know, where do you need to be? Where would you like to be financially? Where do you want your family to be? Okay. How do you want to be able to finance a better lifestyle? Okay. How would you want to finance your children's education and not have your children come out of school or college or university with financial aid debt, okay, that holds them back, okay? Did we look at how we finance the kids' education, milestones for our children, our loved ones? How are we going to do it? Very important when we're pursuing a life with a family, okay? It makes us very responsible when our children can look and say, yes, daddy was able to take care or plan for me to take care of my financial education tuition where I didn't have to pay for it. So I'm not leaving school with $100,000 debt from in order to get an education. So these are the things that we need to look at and save for. We want to get married. We want to have a family. What are we bringing to the table? What are we bringing to the relationship? What are we bringing to the marriage? Okay? We want to be able to have the stability in our finances, because we're adding to our household. You know, when it's me alone is one thing. When I add to the household, it's me and her, and then what? Then comes the little ones, the young ones. How long after we get together, we're going to start planning to have a family? What is the cost to have a family today? So these are the things that we need to look at. These are the things that we need to be concerned about when we go into this. Okay, where you want to live? Where do you want to live? How do you want to live? Do you want to live in Manhattan? What's going to cost you to live in Manhattan? Do you want to live in L.A.? What's going to cost you to live in L.A.? What the housing market is like wherever you decide to live? Do you want to live in a southern state, down south? Do you want to stay up north? Can you afford to live in those areas? Do you have sufficient for down payment? Do you have sufficient disposable income after paying your new bills? New bills is your mortgage and such the like. What are you going to do in that arena? Okay? So, again, the IUL policies, IUL policies allow for that and allow you to have the ability to, with a fixed IUL, allow you to have the ability to have a steady growth, okay, a guaranteed growth, okay? And you're not in a volatile market where you can lose your money, okay? These are safe havens that in all, going back to 1929, the stock market crashes, insurance company was never affected. Insurance companies never lost money in those crashes. So when you take out an IUL policy and it's building a ton of cash, right now the minimum you can get on your IUL policy is 4.5% interest rate every year, guaranteed. Last year they paid out 6.5%. Now, how many people can tell me that they have a bank that's giving them more than 4.5% interest rate a year on their money in their savings account? Okay? So these are the things that we have to look at, and we want to put things in place so that we can have a better understanding and we can have more access to resources, okay? At the same time, we may have all these lovely plans, but we don't think that what if. The what if is, what if I become critically ill? Does that stop the show? No, it should not. What if I become chronically ill? Does the show stop? It does not. Okay? So, with the living benefit, all these policies have living benefits built into it automatically, that you can get your money, 90% of your money, while you're alive. And you want to be able to access your money so that you can live. You want to be able to live should there be a loss. We have to also look at what if you need money for a specific situation. I mean, not everyone have the ability to buy or pay for insurance. Not everyone have the ability to have residual or disposable income to help their loved ones. But at the same time, they need to be able to have access to that money to help their loved ones. How do we do it? And again, we can look at insurance plans that start as low as $10. $10 a month. Premium is $10 a month and goes up as high as you want, as much coverage as you want. Of course, the more you want or the more you would like, you'll be able to get more access to more money, okay? So these are the things that you have to take into consideration, okay? A lot of us, many of us, most of us, okay, and I am guilty of it, and I will share this with you. I'm guilty of it because before I really understand the insurance industry, I only had my children as riders on my insurance policy. So only if something happened to them in a loss, yeah, God forbid, it never happened, then before the insurance company would give me a couple thousand dollars to help with their final expenses. I have changed that based on the changes in the financial industry and in the market. I have totally changed that where my kids have their own policies because the policy is level term. The premium is level. So whatever they qualify for today, and this is what I try to advocate to our people, whatever you buy a policy for today, because you're in good health and all that nice stuff, is what is going to cost you until you die because the premiums never go up. So when we buy a policy for a child, when the child is born, up to $250,000, or to be exact, $249,999, and I need a dollar to make it $250,000, no medical, for $250,000. That child is insurable because every policy you have to prove insurability. That child is insurable. Now that child moves on to, with their life. You have passed from life to eternity. That child is still paying $10 for that policy or $30 for that policy, whatever is the qualifying rate for the policy. That child is still paying that rate for the policy. What do you do at that point? The child is covered. Okay? You, the parent, have made that provision for your child or your children at a low cost. The sweetest part about it is they also get to inherit the critical illness benefit, the chronic illness, and the terminal illness benefit, and the living benefit. With them having those, they're able to access up to 90% of the policy value. So I'm not a mathematician, but should something happen, and for those of you who live in Los Angeles, you can't red line anymore because, people are dying accidental death all over the world, all over the country. It's just happening more than it used to before. But they're also getting car accidents. They're falling off of the bike. They're falling off of bicycles. They're getting run over at crosswalks. Are they still living? But they may end up in a wheelchair. They may end up on crutches. What happens at that point? Those people still have the ability to enjoy the living benefit. They're still alive. They still get 90% of their policy. So it's not just for people with the heart attack, the stroke, the cancer, and the organ transplant, and the diabetes type 1 that leads to blindness or any paralysis of two or more limbs. They're covered. It happens to children. What if you have a child, God forbid, I was looking at the other night, St. Jude Hospital has so many kids in the cancer ward. How many of those parents took out a policy for those children prior to that? No, those children, because they were diagnosed with some form of cancer, after they go into remission, can only get a guaranteed issue policy for 5 years. They can only get a guaranteed issue policy for 5 years. Okay? So why didn't they take another policy for the child when the child was born and was healthy then, or there was no known medical condition? Maybe because they didn't know. They didn't do the research. But now, the real problem is When the child now have a problem, the child no longer qualify for that particular type of policy. Now we have to go to guarantee issue policy, which is a lower face value policy, and it comes with a fair share of restrictions. It's a higher cost policy now. Okay? So these are the things that, you know, we got to really home in on and look into and work on. What is our retirement plan? I can't stress this enough. Okay, I had someone call me and said, I want to retire in the Bahamas. And the first thing I said to them is, how much liquid cash do you have? And, you know, she said to me that she have some money in her 401k. I asked her, what's her current tax bracket? You don't want to know what her tax bracket is. Because taxes was not taken out of her 401k while she was working. 401k is tax deferred. You pay the taxes when you're taking out the money. So was it in the right place? Was she advised as to how to take the best tax advantage? Was she thought how her IRA, if she had an IRA, what her contribution would be versus having a Roth IRA, what her contribution could have been for her to save money, for her to have more of her money. So these are the things that we have to look at and talk about. Okay? Savings bonds. People believe in buying savings bonds. I don't say now. I just asked you, when are you planning to cash it out? What tax bracket you're going to be in? Where are you going to be paying your taxes? What bracket are you going to be in? Okay? So is it tax now, tax later, or tax never? I like to promote tax never. In order to have tax never, it's very simple. Very simple to have tax never. There's only two categories that you don't pay taxes when you take the money out. Roth IRA and a cash value life insurance. That's it. That's it. Those are the only two safe havens where you can put your money and don't worry about taxes. So where do you want to B, what is your monthly contribution? What is allowed? Speak to your accountant. Give me a call. Yeah? There's different allowances based on your situation. Married, not married, married filing a separate return, married filing a single return. There's a number of different categories to put you in that unique position where you can choose to be where you want to be financially. Okay? So I need everyone to think about that, consider those aspects when they're planning, sitting down with a financial planner. Okay? You sit with me. These are the conversations we're going to have. We're going to have detailed conversation, deep conversation about your finances, your net worth, and your wealth. That's what I want to discuss. That's what we're going to plan. Okay? I don't know why no one or everyone don't have a living benefit to their life insurance. Do you understand 90%? I mean, I said it before, I'm not a rocket scientist. I mean, 90% of a quarter of a million. Imagine that you have a child that got injured badly playing sports in an accident, to a violent crime. What do you do? How are you going to be able to take care of that child? You know, disability take years. What would you do with $225,000? How far can $225,000 carry you? Because you have disability, because you have a living benefit on your policy, amongst the other elections that you have on your policy. And guess what, guys? Most of it is free. But no one tells you that. Most of it is free. It comes with the policy. You only got to ask for it. Because if you don't ask, you don't get. A closed mouth don't get fed. You have to open it to eat. So if you don't ask, you don't get. How do we work that out? Okay? There's a number of different policies out there. Let's sit down. Let's do a financial DNA discovery. Let's know what's your financial DNA. Let's know what where you are. Let's talk about where you need to be, where you want to be. Let's talk about how you're getting there. Let's talk about what it's going to take to get you there. Okay? These are the conversations that you need to have with your financial advisor. These are conversations some accountants are aware of but don't share because you didn't ask. Okay? There's a new thing that started at the end of this month called New Heights IUL. Okay? A New Heights IUL, yeah, goes from age 0 to 18 for juveniles. 0 to 18. Guess what, guys? Not in every state. Every state don't like it. Every state don't allow us to ride it. Why is that? Let's look at the ethnicity. We had a caller on the, or the host on the Friday night show, Dr. Ron, asked the question about redlining and what's available to some and not available to others. Well, I just found it. It wasn't totally in agreement with his statement, but it kind of sort of fit in. It's not applicable to adults, but yes, our juveniles are affected by it. The IUL policies are not available in every state for juveniles. And other states, from 0 to 18, where are we in the planning? If the companies are providing these plans out there, why are we not buying those plans to secure our youngsters, our babes and sucklings? So we have to look at those. We have to take those into consideration. Okay? We have to also look at how do we get a policy that fits the budget. Okay? Fit the budget, not for today, not for a year from now, not for 2 years from now, for the term, the life of that policy. How does it fit the budget? We have to make those kind of decisions because our loved ones depend on us to make those decisions for them. They're not in the know-how to do this. We have to be the one to do it for them, you know? As we get older, did we consider very important, a lot of people don't consider it. Do you have long-term care? What happens if you fall ill? Life change. Your daughter, your son get married. They decide to move. They want to have a family. You become a burden. You end up in a nursing home. Would you like to have the ability to choose based on your finances or you want Medicaid to choose for you? Do you want to continue to enjoy a lovely quality of life that you're used to? Or you plan for, you work hard all your life? Where is the long-term care in the plan? A lot of us don't have it. We need to talk about it. We need to put those things in place. Okay? Yes, you have a mortgage. Yeah, oh, great. Yes, you have a car payment, a car note. Oh, beautiful. Love it. Yes, you have to go to school and get education and you get student loans. Great. I love it. How are you paying it back? Are you paying the minimum payment? Do you have a plan in place to pay more? What is the plan? Tell me the plan. Let's work on a plan. Let's look at, I'll give you a good one, great one. How many people understand the rule of 72? Those are the kind of things that I want to sit down and talk to you about. You want to build wealth? Let's understand the rule of 72. Let's see how long it's going to take you to double your money. Let's see how long it's going to take you to triple your money. Okay? Let's look at the things that are important to everyone and not just ourselves. Don't let's be selfish. Let's look at taxable today. What is taxable today? If you buy stocks, it's taxable today. If you buy mutual funds, it's taxable today. Are you looking at a fixed market or are you looking at a variable market? Are you going to sit there and be the eyeballs behind the computer looking to see when to buy the stock and when to sell the stock? Annuities, you have fixed annuities, you have variable annuities. Annuities are tax deferred. How much money can you put in your annuity? What if there's a crash? What happens to your money? So very often the market crash. So why would you want to put your money in a variable annuity? That's your hard-earned cash. That's your savings. This is the money you work hard for. This is the money you inherit from your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister, your grandma, your nan. You know, where would you put that money? Would you put it in a variable or would you put it in a fix? My advice to you, put it in a fix. When it meets a certain amount, which we will talk about, where we sit down, it's different for everyone based on your income. We roll it into Roth IRA, where you take the full 100 tax advantage because the tax is deferred. How many of us have that discussion with our accountants, with our financial advisors? There's everyone telling you about cryptocurrency. Where is that money coming into? How is that money going out? The mining is done on a computer. Excuse me, on these servers. That's a real vulnerable, volatile market. What control you have over that? Okay? So what I'm teaching is for people to be able to save and secure their money. Save and secure their hard-earned money. Save and secure any gifts that they receive from their loved one. So they can put it away, be happy, be comfortable, and use it when they choose to use it. to be able to have a saving that's growing, it's working for you, so you can have proper investments. Proper investments. When you have proper investment, you can see your returns. Your returns are more sure. We have to look at how the wealthy use life insurance as a tax-free bank account to surcharge their savings. The wealthy is doing it. But they're not the only people that can save. You can save too. And I'll show you how you can save too. They're putting their money into bank account, into insurance plans, life insurance plans. At the same time, equally so, they have a bank account. And they use their bank account just to pay bills, not to save money. But we're saving money in our savings account. So that's a problem. What interest rate are we getting in our savings account? What are we able to do with the interest we're getting on our savings account? So we have to look at these things, and we have to follow suit with success. Not emotions, not hearsay. Not what Cousin Jane did. What Cousin Jane did is because of what Cousin Jane knew. What my dad did is because of what he knew. But, like I said before, number six, continue your financial literacy. We're all on the internet. We're all on the web. Join these forums. Be a part of these talks. Be a part of the podcast and learn from it. Okay? Pick up the phone. Give me a call. Let's dialogue. Let's do a financial DNA. Let's look at how we can work together and you can accomplish your goals. I'm sure we all have goals and objectives that we would like to fulfill. How do we fulfill our goals and objectives? We have to plan. And we have to plan with good, solid information, with a track record. Okay? How do we look at that track record and implement it for ourselves? Because it's very, very important to know that all our money has some tax implication. It's either tax today, tax later, at retirement, or we can put it somewhere where it's taxed never. As long as your savings has a number next to it, everything is the numbers game. As long as your investment has a number next to it, I'll make it easy for you. It's taxable. So whether it's 401k or 403b or any other qualified plan, as long as it has a number, it's taxable. Mutual funds, taxable. Stocks, taxable. Why do your bank send you your year-end tax document? The bond and treasury send you a tax document because the money in there are taxable. Some guy said to me, I only invest in the bond market. And I asked him this question, that makes me more dangerous or less dangerous? Because the money that he's invested in the stock, in the bond market is taxable. So he says, I'm in and out on the bond market. Yeah, you're gaining at some point, but you're losing more than you gain because what is your tax bracket? What is your taxable bracket? But if you were to roll that money into cash value life insurance, uh, it would be more beneficial to us all and your loved ones. So for at this time, at this time, I would ask my technical engineer to open up the lines for any questions anyone would have, and anyone on Facebook can message me your question, and I'll read it and respond to it. Is there any question, Mr. Engineer?
Yes, yes, I'm here. Great segment, great speech. So I also learned something, too, from Gene, is actually being that we are in a time where there's a virus in the land, that this life insurance he's talking about also protects our children as well as us in the event we would actually catch COVID-19. So I think that might be a great another safety measure instead of just, you know, taking the vaccine as a precaution, but also having this life insurance that also protects us financially also as a precaution in case, you know, some of us get sick, because they're saying over 4 million people have actually gotten sick from COVID, and some of these complications were detrimental and that caused people to lose many things in their lives, their finances, their health, their relationships, you know, their children, things of that nature. So I think also this would be a very important time also to tap into this type of resource for our lives, especially we never thought about these things and before this this vaccine, you know, this virus actually have come into the land. So I want to open up the mic for other people to speak about it and to address it, have their concerns or questions, whatever, for Gene. But I think it's very informational and really teaches some things about who we are in this time and our values. So I have line 770-906-4034 if you wanted to address Gene, and the mic is open. All right. So I have.
Can you move to the next person?
Yeah, next person. So the next person is going to be 862-276-8902. Your mic is open if you want to ask Gene anything or have any comments or statements.
My name is Bill, and I just want to thank Gene and yourself for the time and the education. I know there's a million things we could have done today, and it's very considerate of you guys opening up your, I call it your financial educational portal that you have in your head, that you're able to share things. Even I knew things. I know Gene for many years, I appreciated all the information that, you know, you brush up on, you forget. And by the way, people, there's so much other things that that he talked about. It's just so much information. You got to grasp something that you need, and just ask Mr. Byers or anybody else to help you with these things. Because then I totally forgot that you could pull out money from your 401k and use it to buy a house. You know, it's tax deferred.
Yeah.
You know, there's a million things you can do for home ownership, which me and Gene, back in the mortgage business, we were advocate about. You know, stop paying people rent and pay a mortgage and build equity. And then with the equity, you can pull out and send your kids to college and then buy another house. I mean, it's some, you know, things are so different nowadays with banks and the lending institution. And things are, I mean, at least here in the East Coast, things are just out of control. Prices are just out of control. A friend of mine went to bid on a property, and somebody came, it was sealed bid, and somebody came $20,000 over the list price. Over the list price, $20,000. I'm like, unbelievable, people. The market is just changing so rapidly. And, you know, you have to adapt and change. And whatever your career is or where your profession is, it's good to know that people are there to help you out. Thanks again, Mr. Byers.
Thanks a lot, Bill.
Sir, you're very welcome, Bill. Very nice to back for many moons.
Don't tell people our age. Don't tell people our age. I'm young as I look.
Gene like to tell people ages, right, Gene? So that guy
looks like he's 20.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
A little, but a little healthier. So 20, 25, a little healthier.
Okay. But, yes, you know, we need to educate people, and people need to understand where they can access their resources from to make better choices and better decisions in their financial well-being. That's the reason why I conduct these financial DNA discoveries, so that we can look at how we're going to diversify their portfolio. So thanks for that, Bill.
Also, Bill, you touched a great point as far as like taking money from the 401k to pay, you know, for your house or, you know, send your kids to college and stuff like that. But also, through the life insurance that Gene is talking about, you can also take money from that to actually build businesses. You know, as many big organizations, the governments have created, you know, they created their businesses through life insurance. So this is something else that we also have to use. Instead of actually just going to the bank and taking out loans and stuff like that, we can actually take loans out against our own policies to use for our financial freedom.
Right. Well, I would like to, J.C. Penney is no longer in business, but how did James Cash Penney got the money to open J.C. Penney? Question number one. Question number two. Are we ready?
Yep.
This is a tough one. Disneyland. How did they get the money to follow their dreams? To open, what did Walt Disney do? Where did he get the money from? Okay? I have some notes here. Everyone know Ray Kroc, right? Ray Kroc? He bought, where did McDonald's get their money from? That Ray became the sole owner of the McDonald's franchise. Okay? Stanford University. Where did the Leland got the money from to open up the university? Forrester's Farm. The milk people. The chicken, the turkey out of California. Where did they get the money from? They were able to take money all from their life insurance. Pampered Chef, a.k.a. Tupperware. Miss Doris Christopher, where did she get the money from? This is just the name of few. Okay? Just to name a few. Where did they get the money from? Out of their life insurance. They either borrow or they take, Doris took, use her cash value insurance policy. Her cash value from her life insurance policy. Now she got a $1 billion company. So if these are success stories from known companies, known entrepreneurs that have become billionaires, why can't we prepare our own billionaires, our own family, out of our own portfolio, out of our own backyard? Why can't we build that financial wealth? What's stopping us? Nothing. Everyone that's hearing my voice today has the ability to do that. All they have to do is dial 855-411-1020. 855-411-0424. That's 855-411-0424. And, or follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all your social media. TikTok.
And LinkedIn.
And LinkedIn. Okay? And you'll have that information. Okay? You will have that information. You'll be able to accomplish that goal. You can be the next Walt Disney or the next Ray Kroc. You have the ability to do it. Leland and Jane Sanders, Stanford, was able to do it for Stanford University when they had the loss of their child. The life insurance money opened the university. Back to 049, sir.
All right. Yes, so I'm back to the phone lines. I have open mic now is 973-570-4505. If you want to chime in, your mic is open. Okay, 4505. All right. So I have mic is open for 347-880-8953. Again, it's 347-880-8953. So it might be just listening. So I'll open up the mic for 937-623-8617. So I have 973-592-5087. Your mic is open. Okay. Mic is open for 404-512-2236. And another mic I have open is 770-568-2384. 2384. All right. So we have a whole bunch, we have some listeners tonight, which is good. I mean, Gene is really doing his job. He's answering questions before he acts. So that means, Gene, you can get into your next part. You know, if you want to take a break, that's cool. But you have 40 minutes left to get into your next part.
I have some questions from Facebook.
Okay, cool. Answer them.
Okay. I have I have one question from Facebook asking, how do I get involved in educating families? Okay. In the last half hour, we're near to the last half hour, we'll talk about how people can get involved and becoming an agent. And I get to teach them how to be educated and how to be able to share and help families, share the knowledge, impart the knowledge with families for them to be successful. And I have another question here. Good evening. Good evening. This person is from Liberia. Okay. This person is from Liberia, currently in New York. They're asking the question, do we do policies in New York and for foreign nationals? Yes. Good question. We do policies for foreign nationals. As long as you can prove two things. One, you live in the United States of America, so you either have a American passport or a green card, and there's also additional information that may be required, which is your bank account. You must have a bank account showing that you are living in the United States of America for approximately 24 months. So yes, a foreign national that resides in the United States of America can have an insurance policy, one of these IUL policies. Yes, because of the money laundering laws in this country, we have to be very careful how we give out policies, IUL policies, because we don't want the policies to be funded and the funds used for things that are not appropriate assigned by the government. I have another question. Why would you suggest someone having a permanent policy over a temporary policy? Oh, great question. Lovely question. A temporary policy is what it is. A term policy is exactly what it is. It's for a specific time. That policy allows you to be covered for a specific period of time. When you die, should you die, if you die, within the period of that policy, you made a great decision because that policy will pay out, given the parameters of death. A term policy generally is taken out because of an affordability issue. The person doesn't have sufficient long-term excess money, okay? So they're not able to guarantee that they'll be able to pay for the policy, a permanent policy, for a long time. So it comes back to what we spoke about earlier. Education. Do you need to go to school to further your education, to pursue a higher degree or a degree to be able to afford the policy? Do you need a higher paying job to be able to afford the policy and have a better saving, a better savings plan? So that's how you would see how it works hand in hand. Okay? So we need to look at what we have, what we would like to do, what that person's objectives are in life, and then we can go back to these 11 factors and see how it would best fit when we do a financial DNA. Okay, so to answer your question, a permanent policy is fixed for life. It does not have an end date. We don't know when we're going to go. At least I don't know. And nobody I know knows when they're going to go. We don't know if we're going to go in 10 days, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. But what happens when we go out, we live beyond the policy? Okay? What happens when we go beyond the policy? So, are we insurable at that time? Can we prove insurability at that time? How much older are we? So let's take someone that's at 40 years old, take out insurance at 40. Fit as a fiddle. Nothing is wrong. And you take out a term policy for 30 years. When you get to 70, you're still alive. You live to 77, 80. How much that same policy will cost you? How much that same policy will cost you for you to be able to leave your special someone, your family members, your better half, or some people prefer to say your other half, the comfort and peace of mind that you did good by them, you protect them, you took care of them, so they're able to do what your final wishes would be, or what they think your final wishes would be. Okay? So these are the things that we have to take into consideration. Final wishes are most important. How do we put it together? How do we put it together? Okay? We have to look at how do we reduce your debt? How do we pay off your mortgage? You have to put a plan in place. How do we increase your cash flow? Very important stuff. How do we maximize your retirement account? What are the limits set based on your bracket or your particular situation? Do you want to pursue financial independence, like was mentioned earlier, taking the money out of the 401k to open up your own business? Well, before you do that, I would advise you to do another step. Move it to a Roth IRA. Or if you're planning to open up a business, put in a cash value life insurance. Yeah? So you know the money is there, it's secured. All the crashes the stock market had, the life insurance industry was not affected. So I encourage you to invest into your future by buying life insurance and giving your family the financial security that they need, want, or should have. Okay? You have to also look at maximizing your tax advantages. You must maximize your tax advantages. How do you save for the college fund? Very important, put it away for that college fund. We want our young people to be educated. We want our young people to be better than we are. We should provide that path. How do we provide that path? Okay? When you sit with me and we do a financial DNA, I'll show you how we provide that path. You want to make a major purchase, okay? You want to buy a new home. You could take the money out of your 401k and don't pay any taxes on it. Yes, I agree. No. What happened later? Is there any penalties? Talk to your accountant. Okay, the tax rules, the tax laws change all the time. I'm no way an accountant, so I couldn't advise you on it. But we can look at it and get a clear understanding as to what it takes to get done. Build a savings for your unexpected expenses. Very, very important. We must have a savings. Where are we going to put the savings? That's my question. That's the real question. Okay, so Mr. Engineer, on my side, those are the questions from the from Facebook. Wait, I got one more just came in.
Okay.
Okay. All right, the next question is, After I open an annuity, when do I pay the taxes on the money? Okay. When you open an annuity account, it's a building account. The way I like to advise my clients is a monthly contribution account. Okay? Every month you contribute your disposable income to that account. That is basically your savings quick access account. Okay? If you're rolling over any money, I would tell you, from a previous employer or money that you had saved by yourself, by a will of broker, I would tell you either roll it into a Roth IRA, no taxes, or a cash value life insurance. Cash value. a permanent life insurance, okay? Because when you do that, you're able to see the benefits and be able to reap the benefits of that policy, okay? 5 years from now, when you really need money, is what you put in it times 6.5% interest rate per year. So, yeah, I would tell you to do a fixed annuity. The stock market is very volatile. And you want to be able to save your money and be sure that the money is there when you need it and not lose it. So I would ask you or I would try to show you the benefits of having a fixed versus a variable annuity. But to withdraw from the annuity to avoid paying the taxes later is to move it into a Roth IRA or cash value insurance. You can fund the whole policy with some of the annuities amount. You can fund the whole policy and have a big gate of savings from the time you open up the insurance policy. So you'll be making a large return on your money from day one. That's another avenue you can look at with your annuities. Thank you for your question. We have another question just popped up. This person is asking, in the savings bond, what is my take on savings bond? Savings bonds are great. The treasuries have been doing a great job on savings bonds. They're great. Except that you're taxed on it when you're at age 65. At age 65, when you're getting your Social Security or your pension, and or your pension, or you're getting both, your savings bond taxes becomes owed and due. At that tax rate, at the time of tax rate. So again, you're making money in your, with savings bond, great, but when you meet your threshold, whether you're at an $18,000 threshold or a $120,000 threshold, roll it into an IRA, a Roth IRA, or a cash value life insurance, where you get that protection from taxes. You get to take full advantage of not paying taxes on that money. So my best advice to that is for you to be able to access your money tax-free by rolling it as it meets your threshold. So whatever your threshold is, based on your filing, your tax filing threshold, put it there and bill again. That's the last question. At this time,
yes.
I would like to tell my listening audience, I'm not a selfish guy, so I would share with them, I am currently looking for agents throughout the United States of America. We can service clients, families throughout the United States of America and its territories, United States territories. I am available for conversation. We are currently running our onboarding advertisement on our Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn. We are running our the onboarding ad there. but I'll share the information with you. You have to be licensed in your state. We will help you get licensed. I personally will help you get licensed. I will make sure that you get the natural prerequisites for your state to become a licensed financial advisor, where you can do financial education, life insurance agent, annuity agent, okay? There's another side to this, which is the health insurance side. We won't get into tonight, okay? We're basically talking about the money side, which is the life insurance and the annuities. When you get qualified with your state, you're able to do that on a large scale because you can be licensed in one state but able for a very minimal cost. You can work with them because different states have different specs that they look for with their client. They have different products that's offered in different states. It's not a one insurance fit all or one brand fit all. There's hundreds of insurance companies and annuity companies out there that we are on with. We use those different carriers to write different policies based on our clients' needs. We are a broker. We're not a carrier. So we're not obligated to one specific product. Okay? We have multiple products that would fit everyone's needs. Whether it's a variable or a fixed index or I don't like variable. I don't like the market taking 6 to 8 years to recover after a crash. What happens to my money in 6 to 8 years? I'm most concerned about it. So I like to do more, and this is my personal preference based on my knowledge and exposure. I like to do whole life because I don't know when anyone is going to die. So since I don't know and we don't have a crystal ball to tell us, I like to go with whole life because the rates are so reasonable, extremely reasonable that, I mean, there's no reason why any person shouldn't have a life insurance. There's no reason why you can't afford as low as $10 per month for a juvenile, or $50 per month. You're not able to afford to protect your family and protect yourself when the imminent happens. It's level term insurance that we sell for the most part. It's level term, so your premium does not go up. So whatever you agree to now is the exact same payment you're going to be making 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years from now, or your loved ones will be paying. So we have a number of companies that we're on with. I'm personally on with a whole lot of companies. I write insurance and annuities in multiple states in the United States, and I don't do none of the territories yet, but I do multiple states here in the U.S., and we're able to bring agents on in any of the 50 states and its territory because the company his license to operate in any of the 50 states doing insurance and annuities. Is there any questions on that?
I'm going to open up the mic. So all the mics are open now because we only have 19 minutes left. So if anybody has anything to say, all the mics are open. And all the mics are open in case somebody might have a question or want to make a comment.
Okay, hearing none?
No one's responding.
Oh.
Yeah, I closed the mic back up.
Hearing none, I will continue on with, they said the last segment I'll do for the people that are interested. For the compensation package is great. The compensation package is great. And we can talk about compensation one-on-one. Compensation is very lucrative in the insurance industry. And from time to time, we can look at different compensation packages. Okay? So it's very flexible. Okay? It's totally remote.
Okay.
We have a slide on there. Could Mr. Engineer, could you mute all the phones, please? Thank you.
One more. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Thank you. It's totally remote. The onboarding process can be done over Zoom. It's very reasonable. It's very, very, extremely competitive across the board in the industry. I have some great trainers that would train you and teach you the products, teach you how to present the products. And then there's different multiple avenues where we get our business from leads and such the like, either referrals from current or past clients and or leads, and we can discuss that in further details. We have two lead systems. We either purchase the leads or as an individual, you can purchase how many leads you want, or you can get leads from the company. I put in a batch every month, and you know, I distribute it to my agents so that we can work it and be able to help more families. The whole idea here is to help families be able to secure their investment, because a lot of people own homes but don't have the coverage. There's so many homes going to foreclosure because the person died, the breadwinner passed, and there's no one to pay those mortgage notes. Okay, so the mortgage protection element of the insurance sells pretty well, and we're very happy with the performance on that. The next one is for the college fund training, savings for the college fund. Sells very, very well, because a lot of parents today are very conscious of school fees and what they are and what they can be. Another big seller is the juvenile policies, protecting the juveniles with all that's happening in some states, in schools, on buses, on trains. Children are lost in their life prematurely or getting injured innocently. and there's no coverage, there's no help for the family because they didn't thought it was going to happen or it shouldn't have happened, or they have the children as a rider on their main policy without thinking that these things can happen and affect their loved ones. So that market is opening up, it's revolving. We're getting a lot of requests for those types of policies. And basically, those policies, most policies we can do over Zoom, either sharing your screen with a client or being the eyeballs for your client and asking them every question. And those things you'll be trained on how to do it over Zoom. During the pandemic, we did more business over Zoom than we did in person. I wrote a couple across the hood of my car because I wouldn't want to go close to people, bring anything home to my family. So those are the things that I find most interesting and considerate in people that are interested in the onboarding. The compensation plan is great compensation. It's one of the most competitive compensation plan there is. It's not a network marketing company. I do not do network marketing. So you don't have to bring anybody in. You don't have to pay a subscription every month and all the things that go with network marketing. No, I'm looking for agents. I'm looking to duplicate me for people to go out there and help families and be able to provide a service to families, even if it's just funeral expense, okay, planning. Okay, we do have a few companies that just do final expense, just enough to get the person from 1 year old to 85-year-old. We got a plan for them to get them in the hole or in the oven for cremation. So it is available. It is there. There's a plan for everyone from birth to age 85. I can write you a policy, and you will be able to write a policy and be compensated to do so. So most of the agents would enjoy the luxury of working remotely, okay? You work from home, you make your calls, you set up your Zoom, and you meet with your client online, and everything is done electronically. So we don't have to worry about people going out to the field and meeting people like it used to be in the olden days or days gone by. Okay? So anyone that's interested can give me a call directly on 1-855-411-0424. That's 855-411-0424. Or you can drop me a line in Messenger, Facebook Messenger, or you can follow my tweet. My information is up there, my Instagram, my LinkedIn, and Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn. I'm forgetting one. I'm not sure. But you can follow us out there.
Facebook.
Facebook and TikTok. So if you are interested, we will be more than happy to meet with you. I will mostly, it will be me doing the initial meet with you, and I will hold your hands to the process and get you set up during the onboarding process. In my opinion, and I've done it, the test is very simple as long as you read the material. It's all online. You can read it online. There's a quiz at the end of each chapter that makes it very helpful. You can make notes with it. There's a couple of different packages you can look at based on your specific needs. And we can also work on different ways of getting you onboarded. Because some people like classroom better. They learn better in a physical classroom over doing it over Zoom. That facility is available in some states. So those are the things that we can do in the onboarding process. And that's all I have for the onboarding. At this time, I want to ask everyone to consider what they have heard, they have learned tonight. There will be more next week. There will be more in-depth. Next week, we'll be talking about bad financial decisions. Very, very important. We'll be talking about bad financial decisions. And we'll be talking about how we're going to recover from bad financial decisions. Okay? We all have made bad financial decisions at some point. The question is, do we layer on it? Do we think about it? Do we stress over it? Or do we look at a recovery process from it? So here it is. Next week, we'll be talking about bad financial decisions and how we recover from bad financial decisions. Okay? Then we'll be talking about, in greater detail, about preparing for the future and setting goals. Setting goals. How do we start saving early? Okay? Because it's never too late to start saving. Okay? We can have what's called a cash builder account where every month you put money in there, and I'll talk more about that next week. Okay? How do you start your annuity account with no money? You need money. You need to put the money somewhere to build it for your future. Okay? Some people call it susu. Some call it partner. I like to call it compulsory saving. Okay? You put it there, you look the other way, and you do without it. Because you have a goal, you have an objective, and you're working towards it. You may want to remodel that lovely kitchen in your house. In 5 years, your kitchen might be outdated. Where is the money coming from? In the mortgage days, I hear people coming asking for a HELOC, a home equity line of credit. I'm going to teach you not to take out debt. Don't take the HELOC. Save for it. Live with it. Save with it. Be able to buy this kitchen cash. So when you buy it, you have no interest. You're losing no money. Those are the kind of stuff we're going to be talking about, okay? Making decisions, making big financial decisions. What do you do when it comes to making big financial decisions? How do you make big financial decisions, okay? And most important, this is the big one. Study shows that married people earn higher income, have twice the assets at retirement, and live on 25% less compared to single people. How to remain married and look at your finances. Don't have a financial burden in your marriage. So stay tuned. Stay tuned. Stay tuned next week.
It's like we lost the host. The phone wound up dropping. So I'm trying to see if he might come back in. But basically, he's here every Tuesday from 7 to 9. You can reach him on different platforms, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, TikTok. If you have any questions, concerns, comments, and he's basically here to increase you, whether you want to take out life insurance or understand the different life insurance policies or take out multiple life insurance policies. Also, if you actually want to become a rep but also take out life insurance policies, you also have the option as well, and actually have a deep-seated information on how to actually protect your family once you actually become an agent. So it's basically like if you want to, you know, instead of doing taxes every year, H&R Block or different places, you can learn how to do taxes, and you want to do taxes for you and your family, saving on those bottom lines of $200, $300, $500, you know, per transaction. But it's also a great way to even learn about the industry, even if you don't actually, you know, stick with being working with somebody. You can actually take that knowledge that you have and be able to make a lot of great decisions and use the life insurance industry as a financial funneling tool instead of just using life insurance industry as a death benefit to only buy life insurance because you prepare or you're preparing a loved one to pass away, but actually getting life insurance because you know that you can use it for your life, your lifestyle, your goals, your vision. It's like going on Shark Tank and begging for money where you can actually go to your own life insurance policy and not beg for money, but actually extract money out of the life insurance policy so you can actually fund your inventions, your creations, you know, your visions and your goals that you have for your life. So this is basically what this is about, is actually protecting who you are here and now and able to live in the present moment, you know, of your financial future and not waiting to pass away or struggle throughout your life as you're trying to get things done because you don't have enough money to accomplish the task you want. But when you pass away, your family is able to take that money and use that money for whatever they want to use it for. You won't know what they're using it for because you won't be here. So it's actually, you know, be able to live also off the money that you have accumulated, you know what I mean, that you have accumulated while you're still alive, and even help your family members, you know, when you get 60 or 70 with their goals. You might have a granddaughter or grandson that might want to do certain things in their life or might want to go to college, and you might be able to be in a position to assist them. So this gives you the option to actually do that. So anybody ever have any questions, it's not just on this radio show and this platform, but other platforms, you can actually reach Eugene Bias, and he will actually instruct you and walk you through the process hand in hand, right? Because we are in a difficult time. We are in a different time, and we're in a time where we already have to really start thinking about who we are and who we want to be in this life and how we want our lives to turn out for ourselves, and what does peace look like for us, internal peace look like for us while we're here, and how to enjoy, basically, like Solomon said, the fruit of our labors. You know, I found no greater thing for a man to eat, drink, and to be merry, right? And this process that they have out here that allows us to eat, drink, and be merry once we understand them and once we apply ourselves to learn the tools of our resources that we put into the land. Instead of buying sneakers, hats, jackets, and scarves, we're buying things to increase us that we can actually pull back out from to ensure that we live a purposeful life and that we live a life according to our own terms and not the terms of anybody else. With that, good night. It was great talking to everybody, meeting everybody on the platform, and hope to see you again. My name is Daniel Evans. Be well.